This is St. Louis Public Radio. A St. Louis-based company that dates back more than a century split into two this week. Energizer Holdings became Edgewell Personal Care and the new Energizer July 1st. Both companies will be headquartered in St. Louis. St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt spoke with Ali Dibaj, a senior analyst with New York-based research and brokerage firm Bernstein, about how the companies will move forward.
I think it's a good thing for the business. It's been something we've recommended for quite some time that the company take a look at. They've been relatively negative about the point of view that we've shared with them, that splitting up the business could be a leaner operation for both pieces, not really impact too much of the synergies they're getting across the businesses, and really allow the managers of each of the businesses to focus on what they do best, whether it be on the personal care side or whether it be on the battery side.
So did this become a case of a company that simply got too big and had too many parts?
It's not too much of a generalization. It was called Energizer Holdings for a reason. It was effectively a holding company. And within that, you expect to have some best practices shared across groups, costs driven out because of scale, and they just didn't do that. And my view is that it's a combination of complexity as well as a combination of a desire to continue to grow. And when you have a company typically in the consumer world that thinks it's a growth company, they're not as surgical about their cost base because they feel that they can just grow out of their cost base. In fact, Energizer Holdings for a long time has not grown very well.
Why split now?
Well, there's a lot of speculation about this. We would have hoped they did it as soon as we suggested that they do it. You know, I think it took a little bit of time for management to get comfortable with such a dramatic change. I do think that you did see a couple things as well, a clear degradation in the company's performance, and that maybe drove a little bit of impetus to shake things up a little bit. We've asked this question, and there wasn't a lot of clarity about this from the company, but we do think that there might have been some pressure behind the scenes, potentially from activist investors taking some of our thoughts and applying it to theirs as well and putting pressure on the company to improve. And so perhaps the overlap of tough underlying fundamentals for the company and pressure from outside forces made them convinced that they should make this change.
Will there be more streamlining or job cuts after the split takes place?
They've been pretty clear that the first little while will be choppy. And I think that's right. I think it's choppy as two management teams who have not been public company management teams get their feet under them. We view them as quite capable folks, but it takes time to understand how to operate as a public company instead of being part of a holding company. I do believe there will be more cost reductions. Part of that will be headcounts. Part of that will be other things that you can do as a smaller, more nimble company. But I don't know if they're going to be hitting the ground running just yet. I think it'll take some time to actually meander through the growing pains of becoming public companies.
How do you think the competition will react?
For this instance, it's too early to tell, but whenever you get a disruption in a particular category, the competitors are all over it. They try to gain share. They try to gain shelf space. They try to poke holes in the company's plans, say, well, they have so much less scale than they used to. You know, we are bigger scale. Can you trust us more, et cetera? So I think it will be competitive for quite some period of time. The only other thing that I would add is one of the things that a lot of investors are watching about these two companies is the potential for them being acquired by either private equity shops or strategic buyers who are in the same industries or adjacent industries. That's something that a lot of people are asking about and watching. And these could be good businesses as part of other larger businesses, but it all depends on pricing and timing. And does anybody wait a little while longer after they come out of the blocks to see how these companies do before committing?
That was Bernstein senior analyst Ali Dibaj speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt about this week's split of St. Louis-based Energizer Holdings into two companies.